665 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. W.J. Cook, 638. There were two windows to that room. The transom was not closed over my door. There are shades to the windows, but they were up. She was not in my office for more than 10 minutes. She did not take any liberties with her. I suppose I shook her hand when she came in, receiving her cordially. I did not embrace her or take any liberties at all with her, nor get her on a lounge. I was not having intercourse with her when Cook came in, and she was not on the lounge in my office. Cook did not catch me. She took off none of her apparel that I know of, except her coat and hat. These bloomers were not found in my office by Mr. Cook that I know of. They did not come off Mrs. Hirsch that I know of. I did not, on that or any other occasion, take any liberties with Mrs. Hirsch. Mrs. Hirsch never made any demand on me for money on that or any other occasion. Mr. Cook never made any demand on me for money at that time or any other time. I never paid Mr. Cook or Mrs. Hirsch $1. Since February 6th, I have not seen Mrs. Hirsch until this morning and have had no conversation with her. She has made no demands on me for money. I never heard of two other witnesses being there at the time, as you say, when I was caught. I didn't say at that time, oh, lordy, lordy, my breeches were not unbuttoned. Mr. Adair is a real estate man who is a very close friend of mine of many years. He handles a good deal of our property. Cook and Mrs. Hirsch never demanded any money of me, not a cent, the next day afterwards, nor any other time. Mr. Adair represented me in talking with these people. He was my representative entirely. Forrest Adair, I am in the real estate business, and have been engaged in it for 39 years. I have known Defendant Cook for about 3 weeks. On the 6th of February, I was requested by Mr. Candler to come up to his office in the Candler building, and I went there immediately. I found Mr. Asa Candler, Sr., his brother, Judge John S. Candler, and his son, Mr. Asa Candler, Jr. Mrs. Hirsch called up on the telephone, and Mr. Candler answered. I called the number, a lady answered, and I asked if it was Mrs. Hirsch, and she said it was. I told her who I was, and that I would like for her to come over to my office and have a talk with me. She first demurred and asked me if I could come down there, and I told her no, or if Mr. Candler would come down there first, and I said, no, I will meet you at my office. So she said that she would come. I left Mr. Candler's office and went down to my office, and in a very few minutes Mrs. Hirsch came in. I asked her what all this meant, and she told me that she had made an appointment with Mr. Candler on the Monday previous to talk with him at his office, and that she was there, and while with him, she saw a man at the window and made an outcry. Mr. Candler remarked, it's probably a window washer, and she then stated no, it was a white, well-dressed man, and that she got up and went to the door into the hall, opened the door, and Mr. Cook came in and surprised them, and that after she had left Mr. Candler,